An unmanned fuel barge that got stuck in Arctic sea ice last fall has now made it almost as far as Russia's northern coast. KUCB's Annie Ropeek has more.
It sounds like the makings of a children's book, the long, unexpected journey of a little barge called the NTAL 2. The ship got lost in an Arctic storm last October and nearly ran aground near Prudhoe Bay before getting caught up in advancing sea ice. Since then, it's traveled almost 1,400 nautical miles without ever touching solid ground, about the distance from Maine to Florida.
This thing is pretty much stuck in ice. I mean, really just think of it as another ice floe in many ways.
Mark Serez is the executive director of the National Snow and Ice Data Center. He says winter winds have pushed the 134-foot barge and the Arctic ice it's frozen in on a typical east-to-west track. It followed Canada and Alaska's northern coastlines before leaving U.S. waters and, as of this month, arriving near the Russian coast. The U.S. Coast Guard handed off this case to their Russian counterparts months ago, but they've been able to keep an eye on the barge anyway. That's thanks to a makeshift transponder from the Marine Exchange of Alaska, where Ed Page is the executive director.
We program it ahead of time. They basically made a Rube Goldberg design, 2x4s and sandbags and what have you, that allowed it to be dropped on it and not slide off, and that's what's tracking it. Pretty simple.
The transponder shows how the barge has moved and how fast. Page says it's been a better Arctic experiment than any he could have planned.
At times it's going along 3 knots or so, which is kind of thought it'd be a lot more stationary, kind of stay in a general area. Didn't really expect the ice to move that far.
But Serez at the Snow and Ice Data Center says it doesn't surprise him.
The ice cover is becoming thinner, and it's going to be more responsive to wind, and so that means it tends to move faster. But that also tends to mean that, say, these pressure ridges, ridging episodes, might become more frequent, and so maybe the barge will get in trouble that way.
So far, the barge and its 1,000 or so gallons of diesel fuel cargo seem to be intact. The vessel's owner, Northern Transportation Company Limited of Canada, did not return requests for comment on whether they plan to retrieve the barge. Coast Guard Response Commander Sean Decker says they may try recovering it in the summer when the ice melts. For now, it's serving as a good lesson for the Coast Guard on Arctic operations, like how to respond to a theoretical oil spill atop the ice. Mark Serez explains.
The barge and the track that is taken, think of it as sort of a tracer. Now, if you had an oil spill, say, north of Point Barrow or something, it would have taken basically the same track. So I think it is kind of illustrative of the issues you might have to deal with in the future, knowing how a big oil slick would move.
The Coast Guard is equipped to handle a spill on ice, says Commander Sean Decker. A spill in open water would be a bigger challenge. The science around how oil interacts with the Arctic environment is still limited. But it still wouldn't help in the case of the little barge. Decker says only a heavy-duty icebreaker could have rescued the NTAL-2 once it was ice-bound. The United States has just one of those in service, the Polar Star, which has been deployed in Antarctica all winter. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.